Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Green County Veterans Affairs Director, Michael Beal, now joining us. So thank you very much, Mike, for being on.
You bet. Good morning.
It is Veterans Day today, so it's a special day to honor all of our veterans. But what would you like to say about this very special day?
Well, I'd just like to give a big salute to all those who have worn the uniform, sacrificing time away from family or have done in the past. Veterans Day, I guess, was originally Armistice Day, signifying the end of World War I, and they changed it to Veterans Day in 1954. We're celebrating that since then.
What do you have to say as far as, how this day kind of impacts you?
Well, on a personal note, my father was in Korea, Navy veteran, and my son and I both served in the Air Force. But as far as veterans go, I know, like I said, a lot of them have sacrificed time away from family. Some of them have fond feelings looking back when they hear it's Veterans Day. Others have been to the wall over in Washington, D.C., or the other memorials for all the other wars, and they've experienced some different feelings, as you can imagine. So our hats off to those, especially those who have lost family, friends, especially.
Well, now let's talk about, in your capacity as the County Veterans Affairs Director, talk to us about, the types of veterans that you help out on a day-to-day basis and the kinds of services that you provide for those.
From all different ages, and you can imagine there's some exposure elements that occurred, back in the Vietnam War that impacted a lot of our veterans, in some cases severely. So there's help out there for that. And if you ever wondered, if you're eligible or thought some, I hear a lot of times that some people think that they, other people's deserved it more than them. So that's why they may not have come in, and a friend had urged them to come in. So if you have any doubt in your mind that you're eligible for anything or wondered, please let me know.
What are some other things that if a veteran who's hearing this program that has never been to your office before, what are some things that you can tell them to bring with them if they are wanting to set up an appointment with you?
DD-214, which is your record of separation, is a vitally important document just to verify your service characteristic as being honorable, and also pretty much just a recap of what you've done, where you've been, career field you were in, any instances of when you may have been hurt or exposed. We also can look into things like the GI Bill, VA home loans, and there's also some Iowa benefits available just that are in particular to the state of Iowa. As far as if you're buying a new home, there's a grant out there, other benefits unique to Iowa.
There is something that's been in the relatively last month or so. There has been this project proposal made to the Greene County Board of Supervisors on behalf of yourself and a couple of different folks from the American Legion and Auxiliary wanting to put some displays of photos of area veterans in the south room of the Greene County Courthouse. Talk to us about that project.
Yes, Jim Andrew and Barb LeBate were instrumental along with the American Legion. This was their 100th year anniversary, so they thought it fitting to do some research on their namesake, which is Private Floyd Brown. They found a picture that was damaged, had it repaired, put a beautiful frame around it. And he also, we found out that he lied in state at the courthouse rotunda, so that we thought it might be fitting to have a memorial form there in a form of a picture, and also to commemorate other veterans from the Greene County area in the past that are deceased, but family members would like to pay tribute to by putting their photo in that frame on a basis of so many months, and with a description below it of where they were, where they served, and a little bit about the veteran themselves.
Why does the American Legion, and also you being a part of that project, wanted to do something like this?
Well, we thought it was instrumental in that Greene County. He was, as far as we know, the last veteran who died in World War I, and the following day, apparently, the armistice was signed, so. And it was also noted that a county over in Glidden, Merle Hay, apparently was one of the first veterans from this area that passed. So we have the first and one of the last. So that was the significance of that.
to my understanding, the Brown picture will be there on a permanent display. And you'd mentioned about honoring other past veterans that are no longer with us here from the county to be there on a rotation basis. Why include and signify other veterans? I understand that Floyd Brown is pretty significant because sure. It's not every day a veteran gets to lie in state here in the courthouse on the 100th commemorative anniversary. But why include other veterans?
Sure. Well, the history of any county is built by families and people that have a lot of connections. And of course, there's several connections in Greene County, and there's a memorial in there right now, and the number of people lost in each of the wars. You know, my surprise, I've only been in this area since January, but there was quite a few. So we want to make sure that, you know, everyone has a chance to honor their veterans that have served from this county in this area.
We wrap up our program here. Again, circling back to it being Veterans Day, I know that, every year we talk about it, and it's, of course, you honor all the veterans on just one day, but you should be honoring them, in my opinion, all year round, every single day if you come across a veteran. What would you like to say out there to the general public listening to the program as far as going out of your way to say thank you to those service members?
Well, I'd say that, you know, you could definitely feel that vibe, if you would, across Greene County. In the short time I've been here, I see it at a lot of places where I go. If veterans are wearing a hat or something, you can always tell that people go out of their way to greet them and thank them for their service. So it really means a lot. It really does.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program, here with our Greene County Veterans Affairs Director, Mike Birrell, joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.